Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand. A little bit of a truncated week here on the show, which means Phil Perry is here on a Monday, because we're not here on Friday, so in case you didn't know.
I know.
All right? We're not here.
If you work Friday, do you get a comp day? Probably, right?
I don't know if that's an option.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to work Black Friday. You want to go to the mall.
Well, Phil and I are still going to do our television show.
We will be working.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh! We will be fixing.
How do you not get out of that?
I don't know. There's no.
The numbers are too good. There's too many people watching that thing.
I disagree with that. I mean, I'm sure the numbers are good, but not to the point where, gun to the head, you got to come in on Black Friday.
Believe it or not, though, that call's not up to us.
Believe it or not, we don't control that.
So, I don't know what you want us to do.
It's amazing. Like, we did Channel 7 last time. I'm sitting there like, why are all these people here? It's like 12 people, like, at their desk working. Like, it's the same news.
I had to explain to Zoe that they've got a news operation there. At Channel 7.
They do. Yeah. They do. All right. Always people there.
Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston is with us. Let's get to some of the things we've been discussing all day, including the Steelers winning yesterday, making things increasingly difficult on the Patriots down the stretch to obtain a bye.
How about the Jaguars just blowing that for the Patriots and Patriots fans?
Way to go, Jags.
Can you fire Marone after this year?
Yeah, sure he could. I think it's tough for him, though, because your fate is tied to that quarterback. Quarterback situation has just been so bungled. But the way you're handling football games because of the quarterback is reflecting poorly on the head coach. So it's a chicken or the egg type of deal.
Don't you feel like if that's up to Tom Coughlin, he wouldn't fire the coach?
Well, Coughlin loves Marone, I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think he would love to keep him around.
I don't think he will. I don't think he's in danger of losing his job because his quarterback stinks.
I don't think he will. I think he could.
I think his quarterback is in danger of losing his job.
When it was 16-13, and Pittsburgh cut that lead, didn't it come to at some point in your head as a head coach that we got to hit a couple passes here to, you know, secure a first down to end this game?
It's the exact.
Because if they get the ball back, they're going to score.
It's the exact same thing that happened in the AFC Championship game. Run on first down, run on second down, incomplete on third down, punt.
Yep.
They mixed in. I think they did mix in one second down pass in there somewhere that was also not completed. But it's just, you become so predictable.
No balls.
It's way too easy to defend.
None. No balls there.
How do you feel if you're Blake Bortles, too, after a game like that?
You know
the ball has been taken out of your
hand. Yeah, I was going to say, you know your team doesn't believe in you.
Team doesn't trust you. Team doesn't believe in you. It's got to be, I mean, they've had a series of deflating moments this year.
Phil,
but it's unbelievable. I should be tweeting this story out every time the Jaguars lose. But going into that Jaguars locker room after they beat the Patriots, and being incredibly upfront about the fact that it felt like they just won the Super Bowl. I'm going to be honest with you, man. It feels like, talking to Tayshaun Gibson after the game, it feels like we just won a Super Bowl. I'm going to be honest with you. I know we probably shouldn't say that, but that's what it feels like. We had ownership down here celebrating. Front office is down here celebrating.
Week two.
Felt like they won the Super Bowl.
Hey, look at Tennessee. Tennessee goes and gets spanked by India. It's always that reactionary game after you put everything into the New England game. And like, okay, now we can relax, take a deep breath. Let's go out and play. We're good.
Good thing Kansas City
lost. Smacked in the mouth.
Good thing they lost.
Isn't it unbelievable? It's just,
it really is.
It does highlight the fact, too, that what the Patriots have done is obviously is so impressive over the years. Just the ability to, not just week to week, like the Titans example, where you win big one week, year in, year out. Look what's happened to the Eagles.
Well, I was going to say, the Eagles are the other perfect example.
It's a disaster.
Luke, bullcrap team a year ago.
That's like the thing.
A handful of years ago, go back to Seattle. That team was set up.
Yeah.
That team looked like it was going to be great for years.
Like Seattle did have a run, though.
Talk to Brady.
They did have a run.
At least they made it to multiple Super Bowls.
Like, it's the same stuff, too, though.
But I mean, to extend, to prolong, it's just so hard.
Oh, it's very hard to do.
I mean, talk to Brady last week. He walks in, hey, how's, you know, before we get going, like, how's business going? Good, yeah. Sky's falling out there, isn't it? I'm like, oh, yeah, you hit your cliff and all that. He goes, yeah. We did this last year, right? Same time, 8-3, 7-3.
I would argue that it's a lot easier to do what the Patriots have done, though, because of their quarterback.
Well, he makes it easier, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, which makes me look at teams like Green Bay, like, what a waste. What a waste you've got. You've got the quarterback, and you can't put it together. Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be worth 10 wins every year.
Why doesn't he get
guaranteed
more blame?
Guaranteed 10 wins.
Why doesn't he get
Thursday
more blame?
Game, did you watch that Thursday game? The complete pass.
Good question. Can't have the ball get stuck in your hand. They're talking about firing
McCarthy.
Not sure how that happened.
Well, it just got stuck in my hand.
Well, okay. I think you can look at, you can still see both ways here. But Mike McCarthy, let's not get it twisted, is not a good coach. Let's not just start defending Mike McCarthy because Aaron Rodgers had a bad game on Thursday night that everybody watched.
You're misinterpreting what we're saying, which is
all the blame Rodgers gets no blame. No blame.
And McCarthy deserves a lot of blame.
Poor Aaron Rodgers.
The overwhelming majority of it goes to the coach, but it's like Aaron Rodgers can do no wrong.
No, he deserves some blame too.
But of course he does.
I mean, you look at it though, and we talked about this before the Patriots played the Packers, and Brady's talked about it pretty openly. I talked to him last year about it. He is Aaron Rodgers is arguably the most productive, efficient quarterback to ever play the game. So you can understand why people wouldn't be looking at Aaron Rodgers as the problem in Green Bay. He's not the problem. Let's not go that far. He had a bad night. He had a bad end to the night the other night. He had a fine game. He had a fine game. If you look at the yards per attempt, every statistic you could ever imagine quarterback playing. I know it's not all about statistics, but this guy has set a new curve. He's that good. He's that good. Don't look at Aaron Rodgers as the number one problem in Green Bay.
All right, can the Patriots get to the Super Bowl if they have to play on Wild Card Weekend?
Very difficult. And not just because of the sheer number of games. If you're playing on Wild Card Weekend, that means you're on the road for the AFC Championship game.
Yes.
And you're probably in Kansas City. And I think that's the one game I would look at that the Patriots would have a hard time being anywhere near the favorite in that game, right?
I mean, unless you're three or four and somehow that six seed upsets you and gets the advantage. That's the only way you could potentially maybe host an AFC Championship game. So it's not out of the realm of possibility you couldn't host late in the year.
Sure. But I look at that. That's the one situation you would want to avoid, in my opinion, is being in Kansas City on the road. I know they haven't been great anywhere on the road, but that really feels like, to me, the one place you don't want to go.
Right. They could end up on the road at Kansas City even if they do get a bye.
Right. They could. They could be the two seed, and they could end up there still.
But I feel better about their chances had they not played on the wild card weekend, and they had a break to sort of,
of course,
you know, be better over the run of the playoffs.
Of course, especially when your most critical players are obviously Brady, but they're getting up there. Edelman, Gronkowski, these are all guys that could use the McCourty's, like throw the, you know, all of them. Patrick Chung, these guys are all 10-plus years in the league pretty much.
617-779-0985. Derek in Foxborough, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, Zoe? Thank God I'm on the unlimited minutes plan here, but
hi.
They're gonna get that first round bye. You don't want to be in a situation where you have to play the Chargers on Wild Card Weekend because Philip Rivers always plays them tough. I still remember that 06 divisional game where they had the lead in the fourth quarter, and then Troy Brown had that strip fumble, and they ended up winning. But you don't want to play San Diego.
No, you sound like, a little bit like Cameron, Ferris Bueller's friend. From Thursday day off. Yeah, you got that little delivery there, like a little Chicagoan.
He almost sounds like Cameron when Cameron is impersonating.
Hello there, the I'm Slow.
Detective Peterson.
Right? Slow Peter, Chicago PD. Yeah. I want to speak
That's
to
exactly
put
what that
Rudy
was.
On the phone.
Derek.
Where's Hart?
it's unreal.
Why don't we talk more about the AFC and the picture in the AFC with more of your calls with Phil Perry coming up next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle at Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all.
Also, he has a Condoleezza Rice story in the mix today, Phil.
I heard that. I was listening to you guys.
That'd be fun to cover, huh? Come on, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Be incredible.
Does this hurt?
Be incredible. Why are you going to be a bully? Guy flicking my ear?
I've been asking that question for a long time.
Flicking my ear?
Jimmy Quincy wanted to touch on that topic, the Condoleezza Rice situation there. Hi, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, how are you, Mark and Zoe? Happy Thanksgiving week.
Thank you.
What about that girl from Remember the Titans? The daughter there? She'd be a great coach.
Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere.
And you know who she married?
Who's it based on?
Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko.
Who was the character based on? Is that what he's asking?
I don't know.
Jim?
Is he listening on the radio now?
Probably. I don't think it was actually based on.
I don't think it was either.
Was it?
No.
Hey, Petey.
Yeah. Who feet? Did she grow up
how
to be?
How many feet are
she
in a mile?
She could coach the team.
She would have been a great coach.
How many feet are in a
mile? Felt like she was right on track. Right.
Seemed that way.
Hall of Fame.
Beetle and I did a Remember the Titans draft the other day.
We did.
A football fix.
A couple weeks back, we drafted teams.
I'd be interested in that. I'd watch that show.
You should. You should try it out.
I think she ended up on Beetle's team.
I did. I did draft.
My team sucked. I didn't like that draft. Condiments draft, I knocked out of the park.
Well,
the reaction on Twitter to that Beetle was overwhelming.
I don't know that you had the best team.
Overwhelming.
But at least I could understand some of your picks. I think Danielle probably. Listen, she got ketchup. Ketchup fell to a fourth-round pick.
Right.
Which to me is like.
Which means she passed on it three
times. Talk about a value pick. You're getting a first-round talent with a fourth-round pick.
You were going to pick whoever ended up with ketchup, let's be honest.
I was.
You want some quick NFL news?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Mark Sanchez signs with the Redskins.
Wow. Unreal. So right. somebody had that.
Get ready for the Kaepernick bitch.
Colt McCoy is the starter and Sanchez as the backup. You are going nowhere.
When's the last time he played?
Nowhere.
A year ago?
Where was he last?
Arizona, right?
Is Arizona after Denver?
Would you take Kaepernick or Sanchez?
I'd take Kaepernick.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah. So I was going to think about it over there.
Yeah. Which one's been out of football longer? I think Kaepernick's been out of football
been out forever. Yeah,
See, that's the problem.
What is Kaepernick weighing right now?
And what's the muscle? Yeah, his best attribute was...
Is he out there publicly? I don't feel like we...
You don't see him much.
I don't think you see him much.
I think it's by design, right? If he wanted
Nike,
to be out there, he would be out there.
Boom. Right. Disappeared after the Nike commercial.
He played with Dallas in 2016.
You build an offense around him?
Dallas, 2016.
And when did Kaepernick last play? 2 years ago, right?
17.
Same year?
No, 17.
No, last year was 17.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he
16.
Played on Chip Kelly's team.
Yeah, yes. Chip Kelly. Yeah. We were out. We called that game. We were out in San Fran.
I think there were like three or four connections on the Redskins staff to Mark Sanchez, whether it was the Cowboys, Jets.
Here's what it becomes at this point. When you have the shock and awe of a starter going down with a season-ending injury. Now it's not about let's go find somebody to keep this thing running.
You're cooked.
Let's go find somebody that understands our system.
Right.
That we could just come in and if this was the way it was for me in Miami when Marino went down, they were interested in me because we ran the same damn offense. So you get me in the huddle, zero out slot, boom, we're gonna go with this and we're gonna call this formation. I could at least get you in and out of the huddle and we could function as a group. There's no expectations for Mark Sanchez to play here. So let's get that out of the way.
Similar deal with Hoyer, right? I mean, that's part of the reason why they went out and got Hoyer when they.
Oh yeah, you're cooked if you play Hoyer.
You're still cooked.
Same way you're cooked.
But at least he understands the terminology.
That was a fun 7 minutes last week, wasn't it? See, that's like what you get them for. That's these type of guys.
He was in the league last year, just didn't get any snaps with the Bears.
Okay, well there you go. He's more.
He must
recent.
Be doing something right. He keeps kicking around.
Dave is in Chicopee. What's up, Dave?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Phil.
What's up?
I got a question for you. It's about Edelman. Now, everyone thought he was going to be the, what do you call it?
Savior?
Yeah, the savior. Is he hurt? Do you expect him to come back to form?
He's been dealing with the ankle for a while.
I didn't like to ask him that last week, but when he gets the chance.
Well, we did. He was supposed to be on with you guys.
Yeah, he stepped us.
He went on one of those top 40 stations.
I was disappointed. I was disappointed about that. As a listener, I was a little disappointed. Would have been good.
Yeah.
He's been dealing with the ankle. He aggravated it against the Titans. He's clearly a little bit banged up. You're not going to be banged up the position he plays and how he plays it. But I think Julian Edelman has been one of their best players the last month or so.
He had a lot of targets and catches.
Tons of targets. Yeah. He's been very productive.
Is he nicked up?
Yeah. He's catching pretty much everything thrown his way. He's definitely nicked up. And so this is where, if you ever were to lose him, this is where the Amendola departure would really kill you. Like, when we talk about losing Danny Amendola and the importance there, and I know those two players, Edelman and Amendola, have played a lot together and have had success together over the course of however many seasons they were teammates. But if you look at Amendola's regular season production especially, there are a lot of weeks he really wasn't playing. And they brought him out for the playoffs, and it ended up working great for them, and they were a great duo when they were both healthy. But if you were ever to lose Edelman and not have somebody behind him at that spot. I mean, we saw the first month of the season. What did it look like? What did it look like without that dependable slot option? So where do you go after that? So they have to do everything they can, in my opinion, including, I would think, manage him in some way in terms of maybe try not to rely on him so much, right? Double-digit targets week after week. If you could dial that back a little bit in the hopes of having him good for January and maybe February, then you'd be better off.
Here's how bad it got to the point where we had the fourth and sixth last week. So you got the binoculars. I'm looking. You know who I'm looking at? I'm looking at number 11 because I know exactly where 12's going. I'm not looking outside. I had to wait until, you know, you had the breakdown on Twitter as to who was open, you know, the Hogan thing. And I even thought James White popped open like you did even more. Probably could have even been a bigger play than the one with Hogan.
Maybe.
But I was hyper-focused on 11 because you know, and I think the defense sort of anticipated, we got to jump the underneath crosser because he's going to try and bang this thing on.
Of course.
And doesn't
make the Patriots – I know, obviously Edelman's a great player.
It wasn't a great route by Edelman.
It makes them a little bit easier to defend when Brady is so focused on the guy.
That's why you need the tight end back.
If you can get the tight end back, there's just a domino effect that it has on the entire offense.
Yep,
and it's not even just that he's drawing a ton of coverage.
Hogan
because we know
he hasn't been
drawing the same number of double teams as maybe he did last year.
So correct me if I'm wrong. This was Jacksonville week two where Rob was getting the double and triples at times, even like in the red zone. That's when Hogan was in the slot. He beat Ramsey across his face.
Yep,
for the touchdown.
Yep, had a couple touchdowns in that game.
And then they did a couple other play actions where Rob's on one side. They run the run to that side, even though Michelle didn't get much production there. He touched every time he touched the ball, he was going to carry it. But they did one fake to where they freed up Hogan on one of those touchdown crossing routes.
The geometry of the offense just changes when he's on the field. It's Edelman gets a little bit more space. Josh Gordon maybe on the outside gets a little bit more space. Maybe the safety's not over the top on Gordon every single snap. Maybe he's got to shade towards the middle a little bit more because 87's there running down the seam. Yeah. So those are the kinds of things where even if he's not 100%, if you just get him back on the field, it does wonders for your offense. It does wonders for your running game too. One of your best run blockers, if you can get him back, if you can get Mason back, you get Sony Michel on the field, all of a sudden, even if you don't run it, if you have the threat of the run, it opens things up in the passing game, in the play-action passing game. So just getting him on the field would be critical for these guys.
Let's go to our next call, which is Jim in Newburyport. What's up, Jim?
Hi, Jim.
Hi. I like Condi Rice, but this discussion's kind of silly. She was a Stanford grad. She was friends with Ty Willingham when he was at Stanford, then Notre Dame and Washington. Serious question. I don't think Ty Willingham, and I like him, is qualified to be an NFL coach. But who's more qualified, Ty Willingham or Condi Rice?
Ty Willingham.
I'd go with Ty Willingham there.
The whole discussion's silly. And,
yeah, I don't think
totally agree.
Totally agree.
I like both of them. So have a good day, guys.
Okay.
All right, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
And Willingham can recruit.
That's
another thing.
He would be a bad NFL head coach.
Bad NFL coach.
I don't think he could be a good head coach.
Yeah.
Is it really a discussion? I know our name is probably out there, but I haven't heard a single person say that this would be a good idea. Does anybody say this would be a good idea?
No, nobody believes it would be a good idea.
When you're Adam freaking Schefter, and you're...
It doesn't just come out by accident.
You're typing this out in characters.
Telling you.
Like, it came through. First thing I did, I checked.
Di Podesta.
Was it a blue check mark?
Paul Di Podesta.
Yeah. I thought it was a fake account. I did fill
it. I thought it was actually like some sort of joke headline.
And I'm waiting for it. Yeah,
like the Onion punchline type of thing. Yeah, like, right. I thought it was one of those.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, ha, what is this? And then I see, I'm like, wait, Schefter. This person says it's Schefter? And I click on Schefter's Twitter profile, and I saw it, and I go, oh, my God, this is real. They're really considering it.
Francesa was the best.
The question is, why? Why does it get out there?
Because someone wanted it out
why,
there.
Why, though? That's what I'm saying.
Because they want to float it.
They're getting you ready for it. They're starting to prep you.
That's what they're doing. And Jim has the best theory out of anybody, which is they're floating it because they're getting ready to hire someone, man or woman, not just – it's not about the female aspect of this.
Nope.
It's that they want to consider hiring someone that's got no experience in the world of football.
So a little bit – okay. Even if it's just somebody who has a very little amount of experience, if they're going in any way, shape, or form off the board, this would be a good thing to do. Let's throw something completely random, something that would never have a chance of ever getting done out there.
Right.
And then when we hire, Tony Romo as our head coach, it doesn't seem so crazy.
We got another segment. We got another segment with Phil Perry coming up, and we've got today's takeaways at 1:50. Don't go anywhere.
Sports Hub Headlines. Celtics Hornets in Charlotte tonight. It's the first of five games for the Celtics that they will play between tonight and a week from tonight. Four of them are on the road. Hornets, by the way, have lost three of their last four games. So Celtics will try and continue that little run. And we'll get the latest from Sean Grady and Cedric Maxwell starting at 6:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They'll tip off just after 7 o'clock. Monday Night Football, it's the Rams and Chiefs playing in L.A. after the game was moved there due to the poor field conditions in Mexico City. Bears over the Vikings 25-20 last night. That moves Chicago to 7-3 on the season. Chicago will take on the Lions Thanksgiving game, the early one, 12:30 in Detroit. Redskins quarterback Alex Smith broke two bones in his right leg. He was sacked in the third quarter yesterday. Houston went on to beat the Redskins 23-21, and Smith went on to have surgery almost immediately at a nearby hospital. Bruins will get back to work on Wednesday night when they visit the Red Wings. Then they got back-to-backs this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Home against the Penguins Friday. Saturday, they have to visit Montreal. Headlines are brought to you by Putting Stone Place of Wellesley, Middleborough, and Danvers, helping children with autism and other developmental disabilities. Immediate openings now available. Visit puttingstoneplace.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
Zone at the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub. From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Phil Perry is with us. Let's go to Chris, who's in Boston today. What's up, Chris?
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Hey, Chris.
Condoleezza Rice thing, real quick.
Yeah.
I think her name is being put out there not to be the first coach, but she wants to be commissioner. She
yeah,
said it
she's
before.
Put her name out there for that. She's the one who's her name out there.
Absolutely, but she'll get the job. And one
but you're
more
running a business there. Why does that have to be a man?
Disagree.
You know what I
mean? She's got no shot at getting the job. None. She will not be the NFL's commissioner.
She would have a better crack at that than being a head coach. You know what I mean? That's what I said.
Goodell going anywhere?
No.
Doesn't seem that way.
No.
Took his pay cut.
So at what point will they be hiring her? When she hits 70?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? She's not going to be the commissioner. In fact, there are a number of internal candidates that will get – one of them will get the job.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Somebody that the owners love.
You want
to behind the scenes. Yeah, give us a name, Beto. What do you got?
Brian Rolapp.
Okay.
Keep an eye on that one. Yep. Keep an eye on that guy.
Who's Brian Rolapp? Tell
us. Head of all the NFL media stuff. Okay. Head of NFL Network. Younger guy. Get some CEO experience. And he's been at the center of striking huge media deals.
Deals are the center of the whole thing.
And he was part of the Nike deal. He's part of the big Verizon deal. Big major deals that the league has done. He's been at the center of all of them. Keep an eye on that. The same way you wouldn't remember Roger Goodell's name before he became commissioner.
Ah.
There's a name for you. It's not going to be Condoleezza Rice. Scott's in Billerica. What's up, Scott?
Seems like the Twilight Zone. Hey, I had a question and a comment for Zoe. Has he ever been offered considered throwing his hat in the ring for an offensive coordinator gig? And secondly, if not, I mean, I listened to him. Yeah. And if I had all the money in the world and I needed someone to run the show, I would be calling him first.
Oh, it'd
and
be a
I
show,
just wanted to know, I don't know what kind of money.
You
want to
have fun with your team?
Get.
You want to have fun? Buckle up, big boys.
Lane Johnson would love playing this role.
Honest to goodness, seriously, I don't know what kind of money these guys pull in.
You know what I would ban?
I just wanted to leave it out there.
I'd ban visors. I'd get rid of all the visors. Nobody in his staff's going to wear visors.
It's an interesting move. I didn't think that was going to be the first thing.
Yeah, bandanas.
First thing.
Patriot bandanas. Red, white, and blue, baby. Just like the flag. I'm going to have USA on our shirts. We're America's team.
So that's at the top.
Yep.
At the top of the to-do list. For Zoe.
To answer his question, you ever get offered a coaching gig?
No. Nope.
Okay, would you ever want to do this?
Nope.
I recently asked a bunch of players. It's very few of
see,
them
when you,
would ever
when
be
you're,
interested.
When you're in the league, as long as you see these guys, when you commit at 6:30 to work out, these guys have already been there since 5:30, meeting your positional coaches, and they're in a dark room just going, rewind, fast forward, jot this down. You're self-scouting, and you're scouting the next opponent. And then you go and you have breakfast and you get your shower. And then next thing you get your 9 o'clock team meeting. And then you're sitting there for 2 hours where you're in the back of. And then you get handed a 3-ring binder that all your positional coaches spent the nights working on. They were there till 10 o'clock the night before. And they don't see their families. And you see this for 10 years.
Brutal. It's hard.
And you meet the wives of all these coaches. You're like, whatever you do, don't coach. You don't want to marry a coach. Because they belong to the team.
It's a tough life.
There aren't many teams in the league like the Bruce Arians led one where, oh yeah, dude, man, be like sleeping at the thing. No, we go home, we eat dinner at home. Because that's cool, man. You know?
You guys need
that
a little more rest.
Long. That doesn't last long.
Stay at home, get a little more rest.
Bruce Arians, he doesn't stay in one place for 10, 20 years, you know? And there's reason for that. Because it doesn't work.
I've asked, guys like Mayo, would you ever do it? Mayo, really smart guy. Knows both sides of the
He's
ball.
He's like, hell no.
Are you kidding me? He was first round pick pre-CBA. He was like, that's the other thing. It's like, why would I be committing that number of hours? Even for guys on the lower end of the scale that are playing right now, if you're smart, you're pretty well set up after your playing career. And it's a lot of work, and they see it firsthand. None of them want to do it.
Abid is at Northeastern. Abid.
Hey, I think about it, what's up? I think that, Patriots are, second most in spending for special teams. I think Belichick should have taken a page out of the Broncos' book, gave Brady some weapons, took some of the money from special teams, gave him some consistent receivers so he's not throwing for no-name receivers like Matt Lengel a few years ago who played football for Northeastern University, a program that doesn't even exist anymore.
Did he catch a touchdown in the playoffs that year, 2016?
I think he did.
Yeah, right down the seam there. Matt Lengel.
Was that a brain
good guy. I liked Matt Lengel. Listen, I know people have an issue with the special teams spending, and I think this is really the first year where you could look at it and say,
your special teams aren't any good.
What are we doing?
Yeah, we just spent all this money on these guys. It's not like they're any good.
They're down near the bottom of the league, punt coverage and kick coverage this year.
Your outside
gunners near the bottom of the league
haven't gotten a job done.
And starting opposing field position. These are all critical stats to this place here where we're sitting right now. That stuff matters to them. That's hidden yardage to them. That helps you win and lose football games. And they really have not.
Yarder last week.
They have not held
up.
Now you ask, and I've asked guys, and they know they haven't had a great year. But some of them will tell you, it's a couple long returns, and that kind of skews all the averages.
Not really.
I don't know. It has not been a consistent year by any stretch. This is for the first time in a long time, in my opinion, a year where you could look at the kicking game and say, how many games did they help you win? Obviously, Chicago. Chicago, they won you the game.
Last 5 years, Cordero Patterson. Been a weapon. That dying kick to the 1 yard line has been a weapon where they nail teams down inside the 20. When's the last time one of those pooch kicks worked?
Harder to do with the new rules.
Can't do it with the rules.
It's harder. It's harder. They still will try, and you'll see other teams try to do it.
Yep.
And they occasionally can do it, and they can pin you down there inside the 25, and it's worthwhile. But for whatever reason, they have not been able to do really anything, in my opinion, consistently in the kicking game.
I think there's a kid, Robert.
Except for Steven Guskowski. I think Steven Guskowski's had a good year.
He's had a really good year.
Right?
So yeah. He's the kicker you could look at.
No, I agree.
No, that's coverage. I mean, the hang time has been phenomenal on those kicks that die at the one or the goal line.
Yep. And he's kicking it out of the end zone when they want to kick it out of the end zone. So he can still do all those things.
Yeah.
Ken is in Lowell today. Hi, Ken.
Hey, boys. How you doing, gentlemen?
Ken,
hey, all right.
Look at you, little pep in the step.
Shot out of a cannon.
Oh.
Is that Perry in the studio with you?
What's up, Ken?
Say hi, Phil.
Hey, Perry, how you doing?
Big fan of yours, Ken.
Hey, did I understand you correctly, Zoe? You're talking about Tony Romo as the manager, the coach for the Cleveland Browns?
Yep.
I didn't say that, Ken.
That was me, Ken. I was just pulling a name
out of
my backside.
I wouldn't let him manage my toilet. He's a piece of crap.
Whoa, that's strong?
That feels strong.
Jeez, feels like you had a personal interaction with Tony Romo at some point.
What kind of management is a toilet?
He sucks. Tony Romo sucks. There's no doubt about it. But I got the answer to the offense.
Hold on.
Devlin has to get involved, and so does Dwayne Allen, and that's that. I'm tired of just the blocking crap. You got to start catching balls and running balls and stuff like that. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Ken. Good call today.
Thank
Especially
you.
Dwayne Allen being out about 3 weeks.
Good energy.
Yeah.
Good energy from Ken there. If you're looking to James Devlin or Dwayne Allen to save the passing game, that's not – I think you're going to be waiting a long time.
Do you program your own toilet, Phil, or do you have like people that do that for you?
Yeah,
like,
I have a whole team. A management team.
Who manages your toilet?
Like a management company.
Well, like Best Buy. Sometimes they'll offer like one of our Geek Squad guys come over and program your toilet.
Right.
Gets
you contract that out.
Like setting up your home theater.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, some of those toilets have those computers built into them where they
Most of them do nowadays. You can't even fix your own toilet. What with the computers that are in them now?
I wouldn't let him manage my toilet.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
It is interesting. I will say this, to pull somewhat of a football point out of Ken's call there. One of the things when I was doing some digging into what the Patriots have done through 10 games this year, and I wrote that story finally that I was telling you guys about on Friday, where it picked apart a couple things defensively, offensively, special teams that they might be able to do better in the last third of the season here.
Yeah, right.
One area where they've really been bad, down the bottom of the league offensively, has been third and short passing. And I don't know how to explain it. Because Julian Edelman's been good, James White has been good, but they are not converting regularly at all. They're I believe 28th in the league converting in those situations.
How many attempts?
Third and three or less. So there, it's somewhere in the upper 30s for the season. I also looked at it from when Julian Edelman had returned.
Oh.
And the conversion rate is actually slightly lower than it has been over the course of the entire season. Third and three or less when you're throwing the football. And I don't know why that is. Running the ball, they've been pretty good. But throwing in those situations where
they've taken at least three or four shots down the field, like on long ones.
Yep, to covered receivers, too.
Yeah.
So is it guys can't separate early enough in those situations? Is it defenses just getting more aggressive and jamming you at the line of scrimmage and it's harder for your guys to get off for whatever reason? I don't know. But that is an odd number because if you look at previous years, you look at last year, they were 10th in the league in that category. The year before that, they were second. And they were converting 71% of the time. Now they're converting 41% of the time. A 30% drop-off is significant. In my opinion. So I don't know if it's Gronk or Dwayne Allen, Ken, or who it is, but something's happening there that I think they need to get solved.
Is that Perry in the studio with you?
Yes, it is. It's Phil Perry with us.
That makes my day.
I love that guy.
Great. Kevin's in Worcester. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to, first of all, bring up Drew Brees and how he's, you know, never mentioned in the top tier. Obviously, he's only got one, but... And I also wanted to ask you a question about the benefits of drafting a quarterback in, you know, the first or second round with that contract. You see, you know, Chicago does it, you know, with Trubisky, and then obviously Goff, you know, it gives you spending elsewhere you can use. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Carson Wentz, put him in that category as well. Teams that draft quarterbacks that they don't have to pay like franchise quarterbacks can spend all over the place. The Rams are the extreme example with all the spending they've done. But it's
that's
working.
Come back to bite their ass. Well,
it will. It will.
2 years.
When was the
be...
last time the Patriots were paying their quarterback like a franchise quarterback?
Well, he's getting more than a first round pick's getting. He is in terms of cash spending for sure, and now in terms of cap spending, he exceeds those guys. So if you can do it, if you can figure it out, it's worthwhile. It helps your team big time. I don't know when they're going to be in the market for another one. Do you get one this year? Do you wait again till next year? It's hard to say. You're trying to maximize one guy's window, but you're also trying to set yourself up for the future.
All right, Phil. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, boys.
On Monday.
Appreciate you.
Go to work. We'll see you after the holiday.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday. Football fix. Back at it again.
Yeah, you guys have fun with it.
Thanks, so.
I'll be watching.
Appreciate it. Today's takeaways are next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatles. Zoe and the Beatle, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken M 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. All right.
We got one takeaway today.
We got a big one.
It's Mark. It's calling from where?
Speaking for Rockport. From? Rockport.
Rockport.
Tough town.
He's most definitely against women coaching in the NFL.
Or doing anything, pretty much.
Let me make this clear.
Okay. Never, ever a woman be a coach in any football
what?
Or any football team. Oh, boy, these guys. Are you guys trying to be PC, correct?
No, no, no. Nope, and I wasn't yesterday. That's why I put it out as person. Because okay, if so, I would say that, then you'd be attacked as being sexist.
Well, how about this? How soon before we start talking about a woman playing in the NFL? You want to go there, Zoe?
No.
You of all people should know. This is embarrassing that it's even mentioned. Now, I know.
I think it's embarrassing she be considered with zero experience, Mark. Not that she's a woman.
So, how do you get out?
I've been around football people my whole life. They eat, sleep, and drink it, and they live it. More so than their families. They end up being divorced, all of them. You know?
Well, listen, I know. I mean, it's torture. It's really combat.
I thought it was embarrassing to throw her name out there yesterday.
How do you galvanize a locker room? It's a bunch of men going to war like you know, Joe. You got 16 games of torture. You're going to bring a woman into the locker room? Unacceptable. And you know it, so.
You couldn't even. Here's the thing for me, and this will be the tough part, like the 3 hours prior to the game, she couldn't be in her locker room.
How about as an assistant, Mark? You're against that, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Come on.
I'm telling you.
How about that, Zoe? Do you like the war and torture analogies when you're talking about a football game?
Does he
like
know those? That they allow women in the military now?
Get in trenches, Artie.
I wonder if someone should let him know that.
Artie, who do you want in your foxhole, pal?
You know, they allow women in the military. Does he know that?
Yeah, actually in combat.
They should let him know.
Yeah, that's a thing.
They should tell him about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what he'd say? Somebody's got to cook dinner. That's what he'd say.
Oh, he's
that's too, so bad. That is just so bad.
Get him at home alone tonight with just half a Canadian club in him, and that'll come out.
And you know it, so.
You think he's going to mix the CC with the with little
CC 7?
By the way, why couldn't a woman be in the locker room?
Because how much the changing that goes on? Everybody's getting everybody prepares.
You know they do allow women in the locker room already. Like that's.
Not much prior. I don't think so.
Unacceptable.
Guys are always naked, getting taped. It's
worried about it.
You'd have to clear everything out and say, okay, let's go.
You're going to war. Torture.
Battle.
No.
Painting each other up. Like
playing a football game. That's pretty much all you're doing.
Yep. All right. Well,
how much is Belichick in the locker room before the game? Like walking around?
Especially on the road, you're in.
With grown men naked,
it's
walking
visual.
Two and bit, four. It's Kenan Lowell would say. I don't know how we didn't get his take on
this. My daughter's played sports, and you get coached by men, and they keep them out of the locker room until, like, right before the game, they go in.
How?
Because they're in there getting changed.
Those girls are going to war.
I know.
So that would... Never mind.
Some guys just take the liberty to walk around naked. It's just weird.
You seem like one of those guys, though.
Nope, not after Aaron Jones came in our locker room.
Felger and Maz are on the way.
Hoser.
They've got you next.
That's in the book. It's in the book.
We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Is that the chapter entitled Tripod?
Great Monday night football game tonight. We're watching it. We'll be talking about it tomorrow.
That's our job. Watch the game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.